Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Spend this hour with us learning how you can protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of an extended healthcare situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting long-term care planning options available. As a certified long-term care planning specialist, Brian Ott will help you make sense of your options. Now, here's your host of Long-Term Care Radio, Brian Ott.
Hey, and welcome back to another new episode of Long-Term Care Radio and the Long-Term Care Radio podcast. I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. I'm still probably wrapping it up if you're listening to this live on Saturday on the weekend. I know that I had a great time. We were able to get my son back from Colorado State University. He came back out and spent the week with us, which was always nice, and went out and got our Christmas tree up, and we're getting ready to just head straight into the holiday season because it is upon us now. Now, one of the things that is very interesting is this next week, starting on Monday, that will be the busiest week for the insurance carriers, for long-term care insurance carriers, but not from a sales point of view. People aren't rushing out to buy long-term care insurance the week after Thanksgiving. It's the busiest time of the year for these carriers for one reason. It's when people start calling in and asking about their policies, asking about filing a claim, asking about how the policies work, what happens, and what the procedure is. Now, you got to realize a lot of people have had these policies for 20, 30 years, just sitting in a safe deposit box somewhere. And now, all of a sudden, this particular week, the week after Thanksgiving, is the number one time that people call to find out about their plans. And so, you know, why is that? What has really happened? Well, think about what we're doing for Thanksgiving. We are going home, we're seeing loved ones that we haven't seen in a long time, and all of a sudden we realized, wow, things have changed here. You know, Aunt Flo isn't moving around the kitchen like she used to. You know, Mom and Dad are looking a little bit slow. I didn't realize that they're having so much problems kind of getting through the day. And we get that hands-on effect, because sometimes a lot of families, they just haven't seen each other through the year. Or it might be a couple years since they've seen each other. Who knows? So those people then start calling the insurance companies, and they start trying to figure out, what do we do? How do we get a plan of care set up and start getting our loved ones the care that they need? Now, what about the people that are going home and realizing the same thing, and they don't have long-term care insurance? Who do they call? What do they do? Now, let's go back to those who do have insurance for just a quick second. This is the week where those insurance companies get the most calls, because, again, it's usually a family member that is realizing something, and so they're reaching out and saying, hey, I know my parents have this long-term care insurance policy. Can you tell me a little bit about it? What does it cover? How does it work? And the insurance companies start fielding those calls. But for people that are self-insuring, for people that never got around to putting a long-term care insurance plan in place, what do their families do? What happens? Who do they call? The financial advisor managing their assets? The local bank where their savings and their CDs are sitting? How about the property manager who is managing their rental property? See, I'm being a bit facetious here. And my point is that, yes, think about what we're doing right now. What does long-term care planning mean? A lot of people just don't get it. My point is, your IRA, your savings account, is not going to be able to help you in a long-term care situation. Sure, it will eventually be used to pay the bill, but using your savings is the most costly way to pay for care, and it's costly in many ways. Number one, financially, not only are you paying full price, you're paying unnecessary taxes when you start converting assets to income. Because remember, income is what pays for long-term care services, not assets. So if you're selling a retirement account, guess what? You're going to have to sell $1.30, maybe $1.40 worth of retirement account to net out a dollar, because you've got to pay income tax on that money. If you're selling stocks, well, you got to sell $1.25 because of a 20% capital gain. So you got to sell $1.25 a stock to net out a dollar. What about your savings? Well, if you're just setting on a savings account, you're paying a buck for a buck, right? That's a dollar of care is going to cost you a dollar out of your savings account. But the downside is you're paying tax on that interest that you're earning every single year that money's just sitting there in that savings account. And another hidden cost for people that don't have long-term care insurance and they're trying to use their own assets to self-fund their long-term care is the time, the burden, the effort that family has to put in. So we go back again, who are these people going to call if you don't have a long-term care plan in place? Well, they don't have anybody to call, right? They're going to have to figure it out on their own. And I will tell you, in my professional opinion, and this is mine, but in my professional opinion, doing this for well over a decade now, the biggest misconception with long-term care planning is that if you have saved enough money, you don't need to worry about it. And let me repeat that. If you've saved enough money, you don't need to repeat that. And I'm not talking a misconception out there from the general public. I'm talking all the way up the ladder, financial advisors, CPAs, attorneys. I was at an estate planning event probably 4 years ago, and I just remember my jaw dropping because these attorneys were just talking about how, like, well, we generally look for somebody that has X amount of money, and then they, you know, they're probably going to be okay. That was their take on long-term care insurance. If you have enough money, you don't need to worry about it. Okay, well, where is your money? Is it real estate? Is it stocks? Is it a retirement account? Is it a savings account? How is that going to help you in a long-term care situation? It's going to pay the bill, but it's not going to help you with the care that you need, help you get set up and all those things that you need that people are starting to figure out. And I'm telling you right now, as I speak these words, there are thousands of family members across this country going through this right now. They're worried. They're looking at a loved one and they're saying, wow, you know, time and gravity has caught up with mom or dad or whoever it is. And they're trying to figure out, what are they going to do? You know, what do we do? Because we know it's not going to be better next year. It's probably going to be worse, and they might need some help in that meantime. So they went home for the holidays, and they realize the loved one needs care, but they don't have a plan. They have no idea where to start. They're going to be overwhelmed with the complexity and the decision-making that's going to be taking place here, because you've got to get to work, right? Who do you call? And I think this is why, we struggle in this industry, because, again, we're fighting that headwind of, well, I think I have enough money, I don't need to worry about it. Well, if you have enough money for long-term care, odds are you have enough money to self-insure your house, right? If your house burns down, well, you just go to your bank and figure it out. Well, the bank, the money might be in there, but how do you get a contractor? How do you get the permits? How do you get rid of the old structure? How do you know that the contractor is the right contractor to rebuild your house? How do you know that that contractor isn't overcharging you? The list goes on and on. Do you need a new permit for your septic? You had an old septic. Do you have to replace the septic? On and on it goes, right? That's that complex decision-making of getting that house rebuilt. Long-term cares are the same thing, long-term care situations, but they're even more complex because we've got a human being on the other end of this. You know, what we're talking about is, like, not whether we want the bedroom upstairs anymore or not. It's about, hey, this is a human's life. How do we make sure they get the care that they need, compassionate care in the care setting that they want? And that is just not an easy thing to solve for most people, especially if they have complex medical situations going along with that. So I look at this and I say, you know, the number one thing that I see out there is people aren't planning. Why is this? Why don't more people plan for an extended care situation and put long-term care insurance plans in place? And you know what the number one reason is? Here's what the surveys say. The number one reason why people don't put long-term care plans in place is it's too expensive. That's it. Number one, it's too expensive. And that's number one by a long shot, by the way. Why is that the number one answer? Well, there's two reasons. Number one to that, they're never going to use it. So why pay for something I'm not going to use? That's in survey after survey, that's what's funny. They agree that, you know, we can spit out the statistics. 7 out of 10 of us after age 65 will end up in a care situation. But you know what? That means there's 30% that are, and I'm in that 30% group. The other people are probably going to use it, but I'm not going to need it. So that's just human nature, right? They're never going to use it, so why pay for it? Number two, they have to give up something to get it. They have to give up their money to get this insurance, and that's why they're saying it's too expensive. And I don't care what it is. We always have a joke in the industry. It's like somebody calls up and says, yeah, can you send me a quote for long-term care insurance? And it's like, I always say no, because I know. I don't care if I send them a quote for $5 or $500,000. It's going to be too expensive either way, right? That's just it's just a joke that we have. And so people will say, number one reason why they don't get a long-term care plan is it's too expensive. So obviously, they don't think they're going to use it. They think they're just going to keep their money. They're going to hang on to their money because they don't have to give something up. And therefore, they're going to end up self-insuring. And so most people say, I'm going to be okay. A lot of financial advisors will look at their portfolio and say, oh, you got $2 million. You're probably fine. Attorneys will say that, oh, I don't think you need to worry about that. CPAs will look at us like, well, you got a lot of assets. I don't think you really need long-term care insurance. Again, that's the number one misconception. They're just thinking of it from a money point of view. But here's what you need to know. If you are going to hang on to your money and you're going to self-insure, you can do that. There's a better way to do this. You no longer have to give up your money to get insurance. In fact, you can now reposition some of your savings and still grow your money and get insurance. How can that be? Well, that's what we're going to talk about on the show today. One of our most popular options by far to get long-term care insurance is through what we call a savings-based long-term care plan. This is an asset-based plan, savings-based. And I'm going to explain to you what you need to know and how these plans work and why they are so popular today, especially with the increased interest rates. It's a great way to do both. I'm self-insuring, I'm using my savings, I'm growing my money. I'm going to explain how all of that works. But first, I need to take a quick break, so hang tight. We'll be right back.
Avoid the mistake of paying unnecessary taxes. Guarantee the quality of your care and preserve your legacy and wealth by setting up your own tax-free long-term care plan. Learn more by attending Brian's free live webinar class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
The issue of long-term care is so important. A lot of states like Washington are seeking to pass laws requiring payroll deductions to fund it. But the reality is the state's solution is simply a drop in the bucket that will not provide meaningful protection for you or your family. 525 Advisors can provide meaningful coverage through new plans with guaranteed leverage that turn every dollar into at least $3 of long-term care coverage tax-free. And you get your money back if you never use it, just like the custom plan my wife and I got. Join Brian Ott from 525 Advisors for an upcoming free live webinar. Learn how repositioning some of your savings is a secure way to triple your money today to pay for the high cost of long-term care. Like the state, we agree long-term care is a serious issue, but don't settle for the government's flawed plan. Learn your own options. Attend an upcoming 525 Advisors free live webinar. For the schedule, go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors. Over the years, I've had the opportunity to protect many people and their families with long-term care planning. However, I've also seen how long-term care events devastate families and turn the last years for the family into their worst years. Many people believe the downside from a long-term care situation is limited to financial loss. Yet often, it's the emotional damage that lingers and hurts the family members the most. Watching a loved one go through their savings is one thing, but watching a loved one lose their dignity is far worse. Long-term care insurance provides a dedicated source of funds to help pay for your care when you need it. But more importantly, it provides you with a team of trained professionals that will help you and your family manage your care. Learn how you can stay in control of your care options, maintain your dignity, and protect the people you care about most by attending one of our upcoming live webinars. Sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
All right, and we're back. And again, I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you're still out there enjoying that. You heard the ads. We've got a couple classes coming up next month. We're already rolling into December. I've got two on the calendar. That's going to be Saturday the 10th and the following Thursday on the 15th. The Saturday class is a morning class. The Thursday is an afternoon class. That information is at 525longtermcare.com. Just finished up a couple last week. And again, just a great way for you to kind of come and learn. It's a live webinar. Ask us your questions. Learn about what long-term care is, what it pays for, what your options are, what a traditional versus an asset base is, what the government programs pay for. We wrap all that up in a nice little tidy, you know, generally 45 minutes to an hour, depends on how long the questions go. So again, 525longtermcare.com. You can sign up. We got our December classes up there. Now, I think a lot of people understand the importance of savings. Savings provides us that cushion for unexpected expenses and allows us a peace of mind compared to investments. It's that certainty that the money will be there when we need it. It's kind of insurance for our finances, right? That's what savings is. And so almost all of our clients, I talk to them, they're going to have, oh, I have an IRA over here. Maybe I have some investments over here, but then I've got my CDs and I've got my money market. I got my savings, right? It's we have a bucket of money that we know is always going to be there. And so today I want to spend some time comparing using your savings to pay for long-term care situations versus setting up an insurance plan. And again, one of our most popular asset-based long-term care plans is a savings-based long-term care insurance plan. I call them savings-based because they share many of the same features that a regular savings account has. Number one, the value of the plan can only go up in value. It can't go down. So think about it. Investments, they're going to go up and down, right? That's the biggest problem right now. I just talked to a client this week, $1.6 million last year in his retirement account, hasn't taken a dime out. It's worth 1.2. That's what we don't like about investments is there's risk. They go up and they go down. The nice thing about savings is they don't go down in value in theory. They should just go up in value. We've got FDIC insurance behind them. That's why we have savings, is we know that that bucket of money is always going to be there when we need it. Now, number two about a savings account, you have access to your money. Well, with these savings-based long-term care plans, you're going to have access to the money that you put into those plans without canceling your insurance policy. So again, you have a plan now that you're going to deposit money into. It can only go up in value, just like your savings account. It can't go down in value. But number two, you have some access to that liquidity. You can pull some cash out. So you can deposit money into your plan. It grows over time. You have access to that money if you need it. Those are the similarities between these asset-based savings plans and the savings account that you have. But here's where a savings-based long-term care plan is going to differ from a savings account at a bank. Number one, several advantages. Tax savings. You don't get a 1099-I on an asset-based savings plan. Your money is growing in value, but you're not paying tax on that interest. I don't care if you have a CD. I don't care if you have a money market account. I don't care if you have a savings account. Good old passbook savings account. Every year you get a 1099-I that says you earned X amount of interest. You have to claim that as income. You have to pay taxes on it at your tax rate. You don't have to do that on the interest you earn in one of these savings. They're tax deferred. So that means that interest that you earn is just setting in the account, and the next year it's going to compound and it's going to grow again. The second difference here is you have tax savings on the asset-based savings plan, but you also have leverage for long-term care. Here's the real benefit. This is why we set these up. Leverage means, unlike your savings account where every dollar you have is it, that's a finite amount of money. That's what you can use to pay for care. Asset-based saving plans are going to turn every dollar into $3 of tax-free long-term care benefit right out of the gate. I have some plans that we can set up that you can actually get lifetime benefits for. You're going to pay a little bit for that, but you can get lifetime benefits on these plans as well too. But the most basic, our most popular savings-based plan, a dollar deposited today turns into $3 of long-term care insurance today, and guess what? That comes back to you tax-free. So you deposit your money, it earns interest, and it grows. You pay no taxes on the growth. You can access money if you need it for other reasons without canceling your plan. So that means you could take, you know, 10% out and you're fine. And for every dollar that you have in your plan, it's going to turn into $3 of long-term care. Should you end up in an extended care situation, you get $3 back for every dollar you have in your account. Now, my goodness, think about this. If you're just listening to this, you know, I think of an old Western. I just rode into town with my wagon. I opened up the back of it, and now I'm selling, you know, some magic potion. I'm selling you some snake oil, right? How in the world can this work? Well, let's dig into this. Let's figure this out, and let me just explain to you what we're talking about. Essentially, what you are doing is you're depositing money with the insurance company that pays you interest on your money. That's like a savings account, right? And it's going to depend on what the current rates are. And so rates have been going up, so the rates are higher on these accounts right now. The reason you get $3 of long-term care insurance for every dollar that you deposit with the insurance company is because you're buying insurance inside that contract. Some of the interest that you are earning, the insurance company is going to say, look, I'm going to trade you some of that interest that you earned for some long-term care insurance. And that long-term care insurance is that extra $2 for every dollar that you have in there. That's what you're buying it for. The reason you get $3 of long-term care insurance is because the insurance company has been able to keep some of that interest every year, and they use that money to basically put an insurance contract behind your savings account. That's what it is. Now, that portion that they keep is locked based on your age when you take out the plan. That's important to know. So if it's 1%, if they're going to keep 1% to buy the insurance, well, that 1% is 1%. It's 1% when you're 55. Well, guess what? When you're 75, it's still going to be 1%. That's it. That's all they're going to keep. Now, here's what I mean. If we take, when I talk about that locked by your age, let's just look at the chart here for a second. So what the insurance company is going to keep out of the interest that you're earning, well, let's just look at an age group here. If you are 55 years old, they're going to keep 0.96%. So that's less than 1%. If you are 60 years old, they're going to keep 1.17%. And this is the same for male or female. It doesn't matter on the savings-based plan. If you're 65, they're going to keep 1.5% of the interest that you earn to buy the insurance inside the contract. Okay, so what does that mean in the big picture right now? Well, you're going to earn money. You're going to earn that money at the current interest rates. They're going to keep that 1% or that 1.5% to give you the insurance. Now, they don't just keep your money in your savings account, or I say, why don't you just keep your money in your savings account and just buy long-term care insurance? You could do that too, right? You could just go out and throw your money, say, hey, I got $200,000, I'm going to throw in a savings account, I'm going to earn my whatever percentage they pay, their 2% or 3%, and I'll take that money, that $6,000 I earned, and go buy a long-term care insurance contract. Well, you could do that, but there's some distinct disadvantages. Number one, you won't get near the same amount of insurance. You'll pay taxes on the interest you earn, even after you got to pay taxes on the interest you earn, and then you're going to pull it out and go buy insurance with it. And the underwriting is going to be a lot more difficult on a traditional plan if you try to do that, something like that. So the rates are not locked on traditional plans as well, too. So in theory, you say, well, it's just, I could do that, but it's not an efficient way to do it. So what happens is what's made these savings-based plans work is due to the Pension Protection Act back in 2010. We gained the ability with these savings-based plans to set up, earn interest, take some of that interest outside of that contract, buy insurance inside that contract, and that is now a tax-free event. That didn't used to be prior to 2010. So now you can earn interest. You can pay some of that interest back to the insurance company for insurance, and that's not a taxable event for you. Now, what I mean by earning interest, today our accounts, if you deposit, it's based on the amounts if you deposit. So if you deposit between $35,000 and $200,000, your account would pay 5.5%. If you earned or you deposited over $200,000, that account is going to pay 6% on that same deposit. So 6% versus 5.5 on a $200,000 plus deposit. Now, let's go back to our chart and say, okay, we've got a 60-year-old, they would pay 1.17%. That's the cost of the insurance. So that's how much interest, 1.17% of their of the deposit amount, they're going to get charged 1.17% of that deposit amount. So they're going to earn 5.5%. If they have $100,000 in there, they're going to net out 4.3%. So their savings, their actual cash value is growing by 4.3% a year. If it was $200,000 or more, that same 60-year-old would net out 4.83%. And again, remember that 4.83% or that 4.33% they're earning, that's tax deferred. You don't get a 1099-I for that. That just grows the value of your money. And that's the money that you have. That's your cash value. And for every dollar of interest you earn, you're going to end up getting $3 of long-term care. So your long-term care benefit grows as well too. And if we go out to, say, a 70-year-old, they would net maybe 3.5% and 4% if they put over $200,000 in, because their cost of insurance is going to be 2%. So the cost of the insurance inside the contract is based on your age when you take that contract out. And a quick clarification, if you were 60 when you took out your contract and today you're 70, you would still be paying the same rate that a 60-year-old would be, because that's when they lock in that cost of insurance. So folks, I will just tell you, these plans, it's just a better way to self-insure, because it's a gift to us. And right now, these accounts, I guarantee you, they are out, especially if you're in your 60s. These accounts, even after you pay for the cost of the insurance inside the contract, they're outperforming what you can get at a savings account at the banks today. And the other benefits is you get that leverage day one, that 3-to-1 care, or $3 for every dollars. They can't go down in value. They can go up in value faster if the rates improve. Even if the rates go back down to zero, you don't lose whatever you've grown that account into. There's claim support. There's somebody to call. It's just a great way to use some of that savings and get long-term care insurance. And I think that people have to be, they're surprised when they find out about these. Hey, I need to take a quick break for the news real quick, but stick around. When I come back, I'm going to introduce you to Kevin and June, our client of the week. Show you how we set up a savings-based plan and why we did it. We'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free live webinar classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com. This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
All right, welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio this week. I apologize for that last segment there. I started running out of air. I've got this little, whatever, this respiratory illness has been going around. I've been fighting for a couple weeks, and every once in a while I take a deep breath, and I get a little tickle there in the lung, but I'm going to make it through, so we will get through this program this week for sure. So we're talking about savings accounts and using savings versus long-term care insurance. And these new long-term care asset-based plans are really just a glorified savings account. And I will tell you, I have got so many clients now that when the dust settles and they look at this, they say, why didn't I know about this sooner, right? Because again, it goes back to like, well, long-term care insurance is too expensive and I'm probably not going to need it and I have to give something up to get it. You don't. Not only do you not have to give something up, I mean, when you look at this, when you look at these, the way these savings-based plans are growing right now for a 60-year-old or a 55-year-old or a 65-year-old, they are still going to outpace what you're going to get at the bank. You get tax savings, you get concierge or claim support depending on what kind of company you have. So again, somebody has somebody to call. There's just a lot of benefits to them. And this week on our, if you're new to Long-Term Care Radio, we always do a client of the week and we just kind of go through the process of a client that we helped, how we ended up settling on a particular type of plan, what was important to him. This week, I want to introduce you to Kevin, who is 72, June, who is 68. They came to us after hearing about some of our new programs. And one of the first things that caught their eye is Kevin was like, well, I just figured at 72, I was way too old. And then he heard me talking about an 80-year-old client that we did. And he's like, oh my gosh. So they're both retired. They have four children. They have seven grandchildren. They still love to travel as much as they can. And really, why did they come to us? Their concerns, their number one concern, I mean, Kevin just summed it up. He's like, you know, it's the value proposition. You know, they sound too good to be true. But if I can get $3 back for every dollar or more, I want to get one of those types of plans. So it was really value for their money. They were planning on self-insuring. They liked the idea of having someone to call in a time of need. They didn't want to be a burden on their kids. I mean, their kids all have kids and they're, you know, busy with their lives. They watched a family member recently go through a long-term care situation. And this was one of the points that really stuck out to June. She said, look, they went through a lot, you know, and I call it the obstacle course. I mean, it's like Ninja Warrior. You know, there's a lot of, you know, obstacles that you've got to figure out trying to get care for somebody. Like, you know, you just don't, oh, mom needs care, I'm just going to jump on Google and have somebody come out and help her with meals and bathe her and make sure they get the medication right. There's a whole process to it. You know, you got to get the plan of care. You got to interview people. You got to make sure that those people understand the level of care that you need, on and on and on. And so she was just talking about how difficult that was for their family members. She said they had plenty of money, but she said it was still just a lot of work. And I said, you bet it is. That's what we do for a living. And you bet. A lot of people dismiss that. Here's what we found out about them when we were going through their, you know, the interview process. Both of them were in, I'm gonna say, decent shape. I mean, Kevin had some heart issues. He had a three-way bypass a couple years ago. So that automatically makes him uninsurable with a lot of carriers, all the traditional plans for sure. June was suffering from arthritis, had a few medications for it. And again, that's something else. Depending on the severity of your arthritis, a lot of carriers will just start walking away from it. Both of them, you know, would be turned down for traditional plans. Both of them would be turned down for most asset-based plans. But here's the thing. On these savings-based plans, they're going to be the most liberal on their underwriting. And so we did have some options that were available for them. In fact, we had a handful of them. Couple other things about them. They own two homes that they still use throughout the year. They had a second home, and then they had their main home. They wanted to stay in their main home as long as possible. They also had a rental income property that provided them some income. They had IRA accounts. They had regular investments, and they had cash savings. And I'll just tell you the bottom line, when I look at a client like this, they may go through a lot of pain financially in a long-term care situation, but they're not going to run out of assets. They're just going to end up probably having to sell things they don't want to sell, and they might end up paying a lot more taxes than they need to. But financially, they're not going to run out of it. This is not a need basis. And that's what I tell people. Most of my clients do not need long-term care if we're just looking at it from a financial point of view. They want long-term care because of the other benefits and the other advantages that you get by having a plan. What they really wanted also, we found out, is that they're doing estate planning, and they really want their estate to go to their kids to benefit their family. And they also are really looking forward to like making some contributions to a couple charities that are very important to them. So that's what was important to them. That's what we found out about them. What they really wanted from their plan is the number one thing when we start talking about plan is Kevin just liked the idea of the leverage. Hey, if you're telling me I can get $3 for every dollar I can put into a plan, I like that because that's an automatic discount. I'll take that. He liked the idea of the tax savings. June really loved the idea of support. You know, it's claim time. I need to call somebody. Well, guess what? There's somebody at the end of that 800 number that actually knows what long-term care is, and they help you and your family and get the process started. And they love the idea of money coming back to the estate if they don't need their long-term care insurance plan or if they change their mind. You know, like Kevin was saying, he always hears me saying, you know, talking about, well, if Bernie Sanders gets elected and everything is free, we won't need long-term care. And I'm like, that's right. So you can go get your money back. So here's what we did for them. Because of their health, again, they were limited to a handful of savings-based companies. And I've got three different companies that, excuse me, that I work with on a regular basis. And so what we did is we really were just comparing those options. And instead of working from a monthly benefit amount, we worked backwards from a deposit amount. So they obviously had assets. They had, you know, income that was good. And I said, just tell me, Kevin, it's like, what do you feel comfortable repositioning? Let's take a look at that and let's see if that makes sense to you. So he said, well, for both of us, I would be very comfortable at $200,000. You know, that's $100,000 ahead. What can I get for $100,000 ahead? Said, well, you could each have your own policy at $100,000, which would give you about $4,000 a month for 6 years. Or we could lever that up a little bit more and do a joint policy, which means you're both going to be able to be on that policy, but we'll get a little higher benefit. You're going to get that same 3-to-1 leverage either way. So they like that idea. And what I like about the joint policy is if one of them, you know, get lucky and never use it, well, the entire benefit is there for the second person. So we started out and we said, okay, let's look at $200,000, and that's what we did. And here's what they ended up getting for it. Day one, $200,000 goes in. That's a deposit to the insurance company. The insurance company says, thank you. Here's what you get. You get $600,000 of long-term care insurance. You can each pull out $6,667 a month starting today until that $600,000 is used up. Now, this account, because they put $200,000 in, is earning 6% interest. Their cost of insurance is right at 2%. Now, what they do when you have a 68 and a 72-year-old is they're going to average the cost of the insurance. So it's 1.75 for June, and it's 2.25 for Kevin. They're going to add those together, divide by 2, and say, okay, the actual cost of the insurance then is 2%. So out of that 6% that they're earning, 2% is going to buy the insurance in the contract. So what are they really netting out? Well, they're netting 4% a year tax deferred. Again, you don't get a 1099-I on these plans. They just grow and they grow and they grow, and you just let it set there. And as long as you don't use it for anything, it just continues to grow. And if you need it for long-term care, it all comes out tax-free. That's the beauty of it. That's what long-term care insurance does. That's what the Pension Protection Act allowed us to do on these savings-based plans. Now, remember, what makes these saving plans work so well is that not only are you earning interest, you're earning $3 of long-term care for every dollar of interest you earn over time. So 10 years down the road, if we look at this contract today, just let's say the Fed does not change interest rates and they just leave them where they're at right now, we'll go out 10 years and their $200,000 is now worth $292,000. What does that mean? That means that if they cancel their plan, they get $292,000 back. They only put $200 in, right? Well, they get $292 back because this is the savings-based plan. But that $292 is tripled up, so if they leave it in there and they need long-term care, now they have $879,000. Well, what does that do? Well, that also pushes up their monthly benefit. Now they can each pull out $9,758 until they use up all $879,000. So folks, when we talk about these plans that we say projected, we're really looking at two things. All insurance companies have to give you a guarantee. And so that's what I mean. You will never go down in value. So even if interest rates went to zero, their cost of insurance is 2% of their deposit amount. they don't lose any of their account value. It does not go negative. So whatever they built that policy up to, even if interest rates go to zero, they will always have that. That's the beauty of these plans. Now, if interest rates do go up and the Federal Reserve says, look, we're going to keep cranking down, inflation's getting out of control, and next year interest rates are up, maybe this account's earning 7%, maybe this account's earning 8%, but their cost of insurance did not change. So if the interest rate goes up to 8%, their cost of insurance is going to stick at the 2%. They're still going to net out the difference, which is 6%. That's what's going to grow. That's how fast their money's growing. And I'll just tell you on this, you know, when you look at these contracts right now, what's happened, we are just smoking the savings rates, even after you pay for the cost of insurance. And when we talk about this, you know, you think about it, you've got savings just sitting there. Well, all you're doing is you're taking that savings, you're putting a bunch of features on it, and you're sticking it right back into another account, right back in the other pocket. Some of the other features that these plans have, 0-day waiting, meaning that if I need care and I'm in my own home, I don't have to wait 90 days. There's not a 90-day elimination period or 30 days or 60 days. I can start receiving my benefits that first month. There's an assigned claims representative, so that means that when they call and they try to get that plan going, or their kids call and say, look, you know, it's Thanksgiving, you know, 2044, mom and dad aren't looking so well, what do? They're going to have somebody to talk to. There's going to be somebody assigned to them. They both can access money from this bucket. If they're both on claim, they each get the full monthly benefit. They don't have to take it out. If they're only using half of the benefit, the other half just stays in their bucket for them to use down the road. If one passes away, whatever's left in that bucket is available for the other person. So if Kevin passes away and they never use it, 10 years down the road, they have $879,000. If you go out and you say, well, what happens at 20 years down the road? Well, look at that. We got over $1 million, $1.2 million of long-term care insurance for June. So that's just going to keep growing. Now, when I talked earlier about these savings-based plans, one of the key things I was touching on is that there is some liquidity. There is some access to that money. So the way these accounts work is they say, look, you deposit this money, we're going to give you this insurance, but here's part of the deal. We don't want you coming back tomorrow and taking all your money back because we've got to underwrite you. We've got to go out and invest this money. They're cash reserve companies. They got to go out and buy a bond. And what happens? You come back and you want your money. Well, they just lost a bunch of money. So they're going to have what they call a surrender charge. It works just like a CD. You go in and you lock your money up for 5 years. They're going to give you a little bit higher rate, but they don't want you taking your money out in 5 years. If you do, they're going to penalize you. Well, that's a surrender fee. That's if you just go in and you say, I'm going to take all my money out. So for them, like if you look at year five, if they canceled their plan, the projected rates, just saying rates are where they're at right now, that 200 would be at 241,000. Their actual surrender value would be about $230,000 because that's the surrender fee. If you go, but again, remember that they're going to get $230,000 back. They only put 200 in. Actually, if you cancel year three, they'd get $208,000 back even with the surrender fee. So that's because the interest rates are so high right now. But let's say you don't want to surrender. You just need a little bit of cash. Well, starting after you put the money in, you come back a year later, the company says you can take out 10% of the account value plus interest. So you can take out the $200,000 plus the $4,000, or I'm sorry, the $7,000 that you earn because the account value is $207,000. So you can take out $27,000 out of this account without canceling the policy. Now, what does that do? Well, for every dollar you take out, you reduce your long-term care benefit by $3. Because for every dollar you earn, every dollar of interest that goes into that account, you get $3 more of long-term care. So it keeps that proportion the same. So if you've really had a great growth rate and you look at this and you say, well, gosh, we have $300,000 in this account now. We don't need all that money. You could take $100,000 out and leave $200,000 in. You'd still have $600,000 of long-term care insurance. So folks, I will tell you, these plans, if you are setting on cash, if you're setting on savings, if you want a simple way to get long-term care, you're not going to get lifetime benefits with these. But again, look what it does for you. It triples the value you have. And this goes back to how much do you want to pay for a dollar of care? Do you want to pay that $1.30, that $1.35 when you sell some money out of your IRA? Or do you want to pay 33 cents because you set up a long-term care insurance plan? And oh, by the way, if you don't need it, not only do you get your money back plus all the interest, and that's the account value. When you die, whatever your account's grown to, that's what's passed back to the estate, just like a savings account. So just a fantastic plan. Kevin was just, I'll tell you what, he was really excited about this plan. We got it done. He's like, he's already calling me. He's like, I think I might want to put some more money into another one of these plans because it just makes sense. It's outgrowing my cash, and I can really see it saving the rest of our estate. So I've got to squeeze my final break here, so stick around, and we'll wrap it up when I get back.
New asset-based programs protect your savings and your family, and even pay you back if you never use them. Make sure your care is funded and managed in a time of need. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free live webinar classes at 525longtermcare.com.
You've heard me say Brian Ott with 525 Advisors is the best in the country when it comes to long-term care planning. And it's not just me saying that. Recently, Brian was recognized as the top advisor in the country for long-term care plans with lifetime benefits. That's the same type of plan my wife and I have. Well, this is the fifth year in a row he's received this award. That's truly amazing. But when I asked Brian about it, he said he couldn't do it without you, my listeners, because you get it. Yeah, you're a bit smarter than the average person. I know that. Long-term care planning is about protecting the people you care about, and government is not going to do that for you. My wife and I put a plan in place with Brian. We have the comfort of knowing that our care will be funded and managed in a time of need, taking that burden off our girls. And if we get lucky and don't need it, our plan will pay our estate back. I know it sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Get the peace of mind knowing your family's protected. Contact my friends at 525 Advisors and work with the best. They'll take time to design a custom plan just for you. Find out more at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Do you know that 7 out of 10 people past the age of 65 need at some point some sort of long-term care? That's 70%. Now, many of us think it could never happen to us or somebody else is going to be there to take care of us, but the facts are clear. Most of us will need to pay for help in the future. And not only is that help expensive, but it puts a burden on family members as well. If you've never looked at long-term care insurance because you didn't know where to start, start today with 525 Advisors. Recent changes to the Pension Protection Act have made new programs more advantageous than ever. How would you like to get your premiums back if you never use your long-term care insurance? Well, you can. How would you like to leverage some of your savings for increased coverage using tax-free dollars? Now you can. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. Protect yourself and your family members from the high cost of extended health care. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Sign up for the next free long-term care live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
All right, welcome back again. Couple classes coming up for December. That'll be our final two classes for 2022. And then we're into 2023 already. It's hard to believe. And again, the classes are free. They're live. It's a webinar. All you do is you sign up. We're going to send you a link. The idea is that you can participate in them, learn, get some questions sent over to me. Or if you don't want to ask a question, I'm going to tell you what the other questions are and answer those. And that's really a great way to learn. So we always get really good feedback on those webinars. And again, we try to do a couple every month. And so we got two coming up, December 10th and December 15th. That's a Saturday morning and a Thursday afternoon. So we started off today talking about how this week is one of the busiest weeks for the insurance carriers coming up here on claims. And it's also Alzheimer's Awareness Month. It's Long-Term Care Awareness Month. It all ties together because, again, it's around the holidays when we start looking at loved ones and we realize, wow, yeah, mom and dad aren't quite as spry as I thought they were. And I also look at it the other way. You know, one of the things that's so important for you is as you're sitting there and you're looking across the table at your kids and your loved ones, how would a long-term care situation change things? How would that change it? And just take the money out of it. Again, assume that long-term care was free. You just got to get it set up. You got to find somebody to provide those services. You got to make sure they're the right people for the services, on and on and on. You've got to get all those complex decisions made. Okay, so again, people are just focusing on, I have money, but really, how does the money solve that problem initially? It doesn't. And so that's really what we're talking about, the importance of planning. It's not necessarily having money. And I don't care if you have $1,000 a month coming in from a long-term care insurance plan. and you're spending $10,000, what that $1,000 gives you every month is it gives you access to a team of professionals that understand the situation, understand how to get the questions that you have answered, and understand how to ask questions to you that you don't even know that you should be asking. And that's why I say it's kind of like the travel guide. And so that's the real value of the plan. And not all plans do that. Again, be careful. There's a lot of plans out there that will just do, you know, cash indemnity plans. They're just going to send you a check. Well, that's fine. And like I say, if your house burns down and you happen to be a home builder contractor and your daughter happens to work for the county in the permitting process, might not be an issue for you at all. You can just get your house rebuilt and go on with your lives. Most of us don't have that kind of support. And that's the way long-term care situations are. So what we want to do is we want to look at these plans and say, okay, here's the money side of it. Yes, you can turn every dollar into $3, but what else is behind that? What happens when we call that 800 number? How is that going to work? How are you going to benefit? How is that going to relieve the burden from your family members? And that is something that you should really, really think about. And again, I was talking about this. I had two webinars last week that I was doing for national for Long-Term Care Awareness Month, and then I had another one I was participating in on just some training. And you know, again, my opinion is that what we've gotten to in this country, and it's going to hit us head on with the baby boomers, is so many people are just looking at this as a money proposition. I have enough money. I don't need to worry about it. Well, what other insurance works like that? There's not one. I have enough money, so I don't need to worry about car insurance. No, I have enough insurance. I don't need to worry about homeowners insurance. Yeah, I probably don't want to worry about that either. So you start seeing how when you end up in a long-term care situation, how complex and how intricate some of these situations can be. And the whole idea of having a plan is more than just the money. It's about having access to those people. And that's the gift you're given to those people sitting across the table from you there at the holidays. Now, I want to also talk a little bit about some of these savings-based plans. There is some underwriting required to them. And so a lot of these plans, what we're going to do is we always start with a pre-screen. And so when we had our client of the month, we're looking, it's like, oh, wow, you had a three-way bypass. Okay, that rules out all of these companies over here. So we just push those aside. These are what's left. Well, some of these savings-based plans, they're very liberal with their underwriting. And why is that? Well, think about what the savings-based plan is doing. If I deposit $100,000 with the insurance company and I go out and I get hit by the bus and I go on claim tomorrow and they start giving me that $4,000 a month, what are they doing? Well, they're giving me my money back for the first 2 years, right? So the idea there is that insulates the insurance company a little bit. If I have a traditional plan and I write them a check for $4,000 and I go out and I get hit by the bus, what happens? Well, I'm not writing them a check anymore because I'm on claim. That waiver of premium kicks in. So the insurance company starts giving me the $4,000. So the first year premium, they give me back the first month. And then every month after that, I'm in the insurance pool. I'm taking money out of the insurance company's pocket. So all of these asset-based plans are different in the sense that we're walking in usually with more money. That gives us, it's kind of a high deductible plan. And so what that does for the insurance company is it's less risk actuarially that we're actually going to get into the insurance money. However, it's just like homeowners insurance. They know X amount of homes are going to burn down. They just don't know which ones. It's the same with long-term care. We know that 7 out of 10 of us are going to end up in long-term care. We just don't know if it's you or if it's me. And neither does the insurance company. But by pooling all these resources together and looking at it from an actuarial point of view, they can come up with the math and they can come up with the statistics. They need to design a plan and then they can say, okay, look, you give me $100,000, I'm giving you $300,000 of long-term care insurance. The benefit to us is that our $100,000 that we were going to use for self-insuring just got levered up. It just got tripled. Benefit for the insurance company is we're going to spend our $100,000 first when we go on claim. So that is how they work. There's no magic here. If you knew you were going to go on claim next year, you wouldn't do a savings-based plan. If you were healthy enough today, you would go out and you would just get a traditional plan. You'd write them the one check. You'd tell them you want a lifetime benefit. You want 5% inflation and the max benefit you could get. That's what you would do. And then you go out and you get hit by the bus and be like, yep, now I'm on claim. I get all my benefits. The problem is we don't know that. And so the problem is when we do those traditional plans, we pay year after year after year after year after year. It's a boat payment without the boat. So that's why people say it's too expensive. So what do? They end up just sitting on savings. They sit there and they say, well, I didn't get the traditional plan. I didn't put that in place. I thought it was too expensive. So they're self-insuring. Well, what do these savings-based plans do? They give you a better way to self-insure. What are you giving up? If you think about this, and I mean, when I look at my client of the week, they gave us $200,000. What's the worst case scenario? They go out year two, they cancel their plan, they're going to get $198,000 back. What if they canceled at year month 10? Well, they get $192,000 back. So it cost them $8,000. I cannot get them a traditional plan that's going to give them $6,900 or $6,926 at the end of year one. I can't get them a traditional plan that gives them $6,900 for 6 years. I can't do that for $8,000. So what does it really cost you? And that's you canceling. That's you something coming up drastic and saying, I need my money back. But you don't, right? Just like you don't go down to the bank and you don't just cash out your savings and put it in a coffee can in the backyard. You just let this money sit there. It's going to grow. It's going to grow tax deferred. It's going to give you a lot of advantages you can't get. It's still your money. And 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road, you decide, I don't need it for long-term care. I'm going to go buy that boat after all. That cash value that's grown to, that $300,000 that the $200,000 grew into, that's your money. You get it back. So just be aware. We bring these up because, again, stereotypes, bumper sticker talk, I call it. It's too expensive. Financial advisors say that. What's expensive is the cost it takes you and your family to get a plan put in place. What's expensive is the taxes that you're going to pay if you're trying to self-insure. What's expensive? The pure fact that all of your assets are at risk, and it doesn't have to be that way. Hey, we appreciate your interest. You burned another week with us. Have a wonderful holiday season. I'm going to get to work. I'll be back next week with another new show. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Long-Term Care Radio with certified long-term care planning specialist, Brian Ott. You can download and subscribe to the podcast at 525longtermcare.com and learn about all the long-term care planning options available. If you have questions for Brian or would like information about any of his upcoming long-term care webinars, go to 525longtermcare.com. Be sure to join us next weekend for another edition of Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. For information, show schedules, and podcasts, go to 525longtermcare.com.
The issue of long-term care is so important, a lot of states like Washington are seeking to pass laws requiring payroll deductions to fund it. But the reality is, the state's solution is simply a drop in the bucket that will not provide meaningful protection for you or your family. 525 Advisors can provide meaningful coverage through new plans with guaranteed leverage that turn every dollar into at least $3 of long-term care coverage tax-free. And you get your money back if you never use it, just like the custom plan my wife and I got. Join Brian Ott from 525 Advisors for an upcoming free live webinar. Learn how repositioning some of your savings is a secure way to triple your money today to pay for the high cost of long-term care. Like the state, we agree long-term care is a serious issue, but don't settle for the government's flawed plan. Learn your own options. Attend an upcoming 525 Advisors free live webinar. For the schedule, go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.